Now, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says the popular struggle against the Israeli occupation will continue. He's also set conditions for resuming talks with Tel Aviv. In a televised speech marking the Nakba Day, Abbas warned Israel against turning a deaf ear to the Palestinian people's demands. Otherwise, he said Palestinians will take their case to international bodies, including the International Criminal Court. Abbas said the Palestinian Authority will not resume negotiations with Israel unless Tel Aviv agrees to free settlement construction in the occupied West Bank and release Palestinian prisoners. He also demanded that Israel agree to hold negotiations lasting 1 year, by the end of which a timetable would be set to end the Israeli occupation by 2017. Abbas noted that Palestinians will not let history repeat itself.
The plans and programs of the Israeli governments fail to stop the Palestinian cause. They think the Palestinian people don't exist anymore because they think that the old people died and the youth are forgetting about the Nakba. And the only solution is to resettle the Palestinians in other places. The Israeli government failed to understand that there is no peace with the occupation and that the Palestinian people are sticking to their land and their rights. And what happened in 1948 will never ever be repeated.
Abbas's remarks come 1 day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new cabinet was sworn in amid heckling by Palestinian Knesset members and strong criticism from the opposition. Netanyahu, who was appointed as Israel's Prime Minister for the fourth time, will lead a coalition dominated by anti-Palestinian hardliners. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Washington and talk to Hani Albasous, Professor of Islamic University of Gaza. Welcome, sir, to the program. Professor Albasous, first of all, how likely will Israel give in to Abbas's conditions?
I don't think that the Israeli side would give in to Abbas's conditions. We understand the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu and his coalition government are extremists who do not believe in peace. They do not believe in establishing a Palestinian state. And he made it clear in a statement in his campaign for the election that there is no Palestinian state would be established. So I don't think that such an extremist person would give in to Mr. Mahmoud Abbas and to the Palestinians. And this is what led Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, to make his statement saying that possibility for the Palestinian people is to struggle against the Israeli occupation, because we today commemorate the 67th anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba, which is continuous, where the Israeli army and Jewish forces in Palestine 67 years ago expelled most of the Palestinian people. This situation is continuous in Gaza and the West Bank and even in Jerusalem. I think even the stand which has been taken by the Israeli government for the past few years, which is sustained now by the Israeli government, would not give any chance for the peace process to come back again to life. I think the chance for the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people is to stand against the occupation. There are many means and methods could be used by the Palestinian Authority, like going to the UN. And the UN, we understand the fact the UN has not even been able to make a stand with the Palestinian Authority to satisfy the needs of the people of Palestine. When it comes even into the United States, which has not been able to make any pressure against the Israeli side, I think the only or the one of the means could be for the Palestinian people to stand against the Israeli occupation by all means they have. And that we have been witness for the past few days, that Palestinian factions and the Palestinian Authority,
right, and of course,
calling for an end of the Israeli occupation.
And of course, we know that Palestine is a member of the ICC now. But how powerful a leverage is Palestine's membership at the ICC to use it against Israel to give in to Palestine's demands and end settlement construction and so on?
I think this is one of the options of the Palestinian people going to the ICC, but this should be taken ahead by the Palestinian Authority, which I think is still Mr. Mahmoud Abbas is hesitant to take a step toward the ICC because he thinks the reaction would be so harsh from the Israeli side and from the United States administration, because they might stop the money going to the Palestinian Authority. They would limit kind of the movement, freedom of movement of the Palestinian leaders and elites. I think this is an option and could be taken now soon by the Palestinian people and the Palestinian Authority to go to the ICC to prosecute the Israeli war criminals. There is no fear on the Palestinian side, because some were saying that maybe this would cause even harm to the Palestinians because they have been involved in action against Israeli civilians. But this is not the case. This is not the fact. The fact we have seen for the past years, the occupation forces have launched many attacks against Palestinian civilians. We witnessed this in summer last year when I was in Gaza. Devastating destruction action by the Israeli army have been taken. That, I think, a clear evidence which could be taken to the ICC. The Palestinian Authority can take an action and should not be late. I think the action has to be taken soon.
And finally, and briefly, we know that Pope Francis recently recognized Palestine as a state. How much could this help?
This would help, but not at the political level. We understand the fact that many states in the European community and lately the Vatican have recognized Palestine as a state. But we need action. We need to stop the occupation. The state they have been talking about, it's on the 1967 border. And this has been under the Israeli occupation for many years. I think the European community, the international community, has to take action against the occupation, to stop the occupation, to dismantle the settlements, and not only to recognize Palestine. Palestine exists by all means, by its own people, by its own authorities. The Palestinian people have been doing their best to preserve the right for them to have their own state. So action has to be taken by the international community from a legal point of view, and from a political point of view. Even if the United States not with this stand, I think the situation would change in the next maybe year or two, where the international community, including the United States, have to accept the fact Palestine is a state and has to be established by all means. And I think this acknowledgement and recognition by some states in the European community and lately by the Vatican would help to sustain and to support the Palestinian demand that the international community have come to understand the fact where people in Palestine have to establish their state based on the United Nations resolution and based on the Palestinian rights. This would help, again, step by step, by the international community, they come to term that Palestine have to exist by all means, legally and politically.
All right, Professor Hani Elbasous from Washington. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.